Saudi demonstrators have once again taken to the streets in the city of Buraida to make their demands heard. The protesters urged authorities to immediately release political prisoners, including a group of women who were arrested during a recent rally in the city. The kingdom has been hit by protests calling for the downfall of the ruling monarchy. This as Riyadh intensifies its crackdown on dissent. Rights activists say regime forces recently arrested several Shias, including two clerics. According to rights activists, there are tens of thousands of political prisoners in jails across the kingdom. Joining us now via Skype from London is Middle East expert Saeed Al-Shahabi to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Shahabi. Now, recently there has been a severe crackdown by Saudi forces on prominent human rights experts, as well as others who have been demanding more freedom and democracy in Saudi Arabia. We've seen arrests take place in Jeddah, in Mecca, as well as in the eastern province. But however, this is not intimidating the Saudi population now, is it?
Well, thank you very much. It is clear that the wave of change is sweeping across the Saudi desert. And I do not think that the Saudis can shield themselves from this wind of change, despite the use of force and also the exploitation of the huge amounts of petrodollars to silence the opposition and to gain the approval of crackdown from their backers in London and Washington. It is clear now from the demonstrations that we have seen sweeping across several towns and cities in the heart of Arabia, where the Saudi royal family comes from, mainly the Najd area. We can see that we have seen demonstrations in Buraida, in Qasim, in Jeddah, in Riyadh, in Al-Jawf. And this is in addition, of course, to the continuous demonstrations and upheaval in the eastern province. All this is an indication of the degree of the necessity of change in the Arabian Peninsula. The Saudis have so far refused to give an inch of their authority to the people, and they have continued to rule the citizens with fire and with guns, of course. More than 10,000 people are in jail, and they most of whom have not been either tried or even formally charged. So this has put an enormous pressure on the hearts and minds of their families who have poured into the streets calling for their release.
Indeed, Mr. Shahabi, let me interrupt you there. We are running out of time. Why do you think the House of Saud is so afraid of bringing reforms and democracy to Saudi Arabia?
These absolute monarchies have only one way, either to remain as they are, or if they believe that if they give an inch of their authority, then that will be a slippery road that will land them into total demise. It is clear that these people are incapable of reforming their hereditary dictatorships. They want to rule people in the way they have run them for decades. And that is no longer acceptable by the people, who have become more educated, more alert to the need for constitutional and political reform. And, of course, they have been exposed to modern studies, modern teaching and education. And that has also pushed them to ask and to call for their basic rights, especially in countries where there are there's no respect for human rights.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Middle East expert Saeed Shahabi there joining us via Skype from London. We appreciate your comments here on Press TV, sir.